Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yavam's daf Nun Ches. We're here at the bottom of Nun Zayin Amabez, Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, right, two lines up on the bottom. Could I quickly review two machlokes that we've just seen recently. Yesterday we started the sugya of Yesh Chupa L'Psulos or Ein Chupa L'Psulos. And just to chazar up, it's probably kedai to read the top Rashi. Right, it says Kohen Gadol Sheichnis Almana or Almana Bas Kohen Lechupa. And just take for example, an Almana, a widow, is not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. So a Kohen Gadol is marrying an Almana. Right, he brought her into the Chupa. She is a Bas Kohen. She is already a Bas Kohen. Meaning she theoretically is allowed to eat truma already. V'lo ba'alaha umeri kara nami lo kidsha. So basically what the case is that he did chuppah, as we discussed yesterday, without kiddushin. So the question is, what's with that? So it says Rashi, it says according to the opinion of Yesh chuppah l'psulos, afilu hachi pasla mitruma to be nasha, even though they haven't really married technically, since they did chuppah, that's going to pasla her from eating truma from her father's house, i.e. because her father's a kohen. Yeah, the chuppah, the k'knisas bila damya, because chuppah is like the beginning stages of bia, and again, if they would have bia, so that would pasul her from how she would become a halala, that would pasul her from eating truma. So on the way, right, even though chuppah itself really sort of kind of doesn't really marry them, since it's as Rashi calls it, a knisa lebila, so then that's going to make her pasul to eat truma. Now, we had the Mishnah, if you remember, we started this whole thing on daf nun vav amud beis. And that was a machlokes between Rabbi Meir on the one hand and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon on the other hand, by a similar case that Almana l'kohen gadol and Gusha chutz l'kohen hediot. Right, again, if there's those types of inappropriate relationships, right, those kohanim are not allowed to marry those types of women. So mina irisim l'yuch b'truma. If they're already in irisin, if they just did kiddushin, right, without the nisuin, right, the bia is what is going to apostle them. But even if they're on their way to have that type of bia, again, that's what we call the mishtameres, the bia psula, a woman who's awaiting to have a bia that will pasul her from truma. So already Rabbi Meir Tanakama had already said that from the kiddushin, she's already no longer allowed to eat truma. Okay, so now just with that background, right, the Mishnah, the Gemara here now is going to parallel those two cases as you might imagine. So Amar Rami Bar Chama Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos Baruch Machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. This machlokes that we just saw between Rav and Shmuel of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos is the same machlokes as we had in our Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Meir Damar Kiddushin Pasli, according to Rabbi Meir, who says Kiddushin with someone who will mess up the woman from eating truma, so that's possibly that will mess them up. So therefore, chuppah nami pasla. So you also have a parallel over here. When they did chuppah without kiddushin, will also pasul up the woman. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, dami kiddushin lo pasli, chuppah nami lo pasli. I think it lines up nicely that according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who say that kiddushin is not going to mess her up, right? Not until she's actually has beer with them to make her a halala, right? So then, even though she's awaiting that, that's not going to yet pasul her from eating truma. Right? And they would agree that over here also, she's not from the puzzle of meaning truma. So the Gemara says, not so fast. How do you know? Maybe Rabbi Meir only says that she's going to get puzzle where she hasn't had the bia yet, where she's done kiddushin, right? Because kiddushin is kona. Kiddushin makes her an HZ-ish, right? If she cheats on her husband, she's chayav misa. So she kiddushin, right? That's the first stage of marriage, right? That's going to be acquire her to her husband. Avo chuppah, but chuppah, what's chuppah? The lo kani, lo lo. Chuppah doesn't acquire her for anything. So maybe that will not necessarily make her usher di truma. Inami, and all the flip side also, I come lomo karmi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon also, you could say that maybe Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon over there say that she's going to be allowed to eat truma, right? Ela b'kiddushin de lo krivi labia, because kiddushin doesn't necessarily lead to bia. And that's not a preparatory step, it's sort of, but it's you need another stage right, before you get to the bia. Aval chuppah, the crave of the bia, but chuppah is that the hachnas of the bia. And we mentioned that chuppah, right, big machlokas, what chuppah is, but let's say you're bringing her into your home or going to having yichud, that's royal bia, right? That's proper chuppah, right? That may bring about a bia that will pasul her, so hachanami the pasul. Maybe they would agree that she would in fact become pasul. So the Gemara says, Eli yika lameimar. But plugged at the honey tonight. Really, if you're going to line up the machloksim, right, it's a machlokas, right, you're going to line up the yesh chuppah the psulos is really a machlokas within these tanaim. Okay. The tanya, which you learned in the brisa, nisu zu vizu ksheres psulos, that if a case is where the kohen married or could have married potentially, right? Could you ksheros upsulos, meaning that if a kohen married in nisuin, right, fully married, right, with women who are kosher or apostle, meaning either mimabashach or both, several, well, several types of women, oshnechnezu lechupa v'lo nivlo. Or again, that's the first. The A first stage is they're fully married, or if they did chuppah without bia, ochus mishulah, ochus mitshuma, they are allowed to eat shuma. So Gemara says nichnasu, right? Mechalad nisu, nisu mamish. Right? If you're telling me again, what are this? There are several cases of women. I mean, again, it doesn't have to be that he married all these women at the same time. It could. It's just trying to explain the different potential stages where the kohen marries a woman and now she eats truma. So if they're ksheros, if they're psulos, right, or they went to chuppah but he didn't have bia, in that case they're going to be able to eat truma. They eat from his property, right? They're, meaning he has to support them, and they get to eat truma. So Gemara says, what's nichnasu? Right, it said nichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivlo. They did chuppah, but they didn't have bia yet. So the Gemara says michal de nisu, right, nisu mamish, implying that the first stage, when he said nisu, right, he said nisu zuvazu, right, so that implies that they were fully married, as I said. So, meaning, how does that make sense? Right, again, but the case is, as you might have wondered, right, nisu ksheros upsulos, right, he would marry women that are apostle to him. So, that's obviously a woman who is not allowed to marry a kohen does not eat truma when they get fully married. Right, that apostles her, she's not allowed to eat truma. So, if you tell me that in these cases, you're going to be able to eat truma. So it can't be that nisu means that they were fully married, because a psula, right, a woman who's puzzled to come, is not allowed to eat truma. It must be that nisu means that they did chuppa and they weren't, and they didn't have bia, meaning that it's not an extra stage, but it's explaining what nisu means. And nisu is nichnasu l'chuppah l'lo nivlu. That's the only case where a woman who's pasul to a kohen could marry a kohen and then eat truma. And if a katani ochos b'shalom ochos b'truma, right? And again, that's apparently we see that she's allowed to eat truma in a case where they did chuppah. So according to that Tana, that a woman who marries a kohen and doesn't necessarily sleep with him yet, even though they're fully married, in that scenario, you're allowed to eat truma. That is the shita that says that ain chuppah l'psulos. That if they did chuppah, right, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer. So he says that kol biyasa shema achilasa, chuppasa ma'achilasa, but kol she'ain biyasa ma'achilasa, ain chuppasa ma'achilasa. So he says it depends. And if the chuppah and the bia will allow her to eat truma, let's say it's a regular case of a kohen marrying a regular Yisrael, so then that's fine. So then the chuppah will allow her to eat truma. But if the bia, if the eventual bia will passel her, then the chuppah does not. So that's Rabbi Shmuel saying that yesh chuppah l'psulos, that even if they had only chuppah, if the eventual bia will passel her, so then the chuppah is not going to allow her to eat truma. So maybe that's our machlokes of yesh chuppah l'psulos, or ain chuppah l'psulos. Gemara says, "Umay." Well, not necessarily, not so fast. Damar Rabbi Shmuel b'Benosho Rabbi Yochanan b'Baroka, Rabbi Meir Sfirulei. Damar Kiddushin lo achla. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel b'Benosho Rabbi Yochanan b'Baroka is not saying that chuppah is legit. He's just saying maybe the kiddushin is no good. Maybe he agrees with Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, meaning that the kiddushin itself, right, is the reason why she's not allowed to eat truma. So Gemara says, "V'hai kol she'ein biyasa machilasa in chupasa machilasa." So Gemara says, "What do you mean? Kol she'ein biyasa machilasa in?" Let's read it better. Meaning, well, if that was true, if that was Rabbi Shmuel's logic that he was basing off the fact that the kiddushin is already going to pass over, so that's not what he said. Right? What did he say? He said, "Hi, kol she'ein biyasa machilasa in chupasa machilasa." He said that if the bia is going to passel her, so the chupa doesn't work. If he was really holding like Rabbi Meir that his shita was that it was the kiddushin that passels her, right? Kol she'ein biyasa machilasa in kaspa machilasa mibayle. Should have said that the kiddushin is not going to allow her to eat truma if the bia is going to make not going to allow her to eat truma. So it says, you're right. Toma aidi enechanami, but maybe toma aidi de amar tanakama chupa na. Amar ihu nami chuppah. Well, maybe that Rabbi Shmuel just mentioned chuppah because the Tanakhama said chuppah. But really what Rabbi Shmuel meant was that the reason that she's possible for kuna is because of the kiddushin, and therefore you can't necessarily line up the machloksim, right? Because maybe Rabbi Shmuel is simply just holding Rabbi Meir. He's not weighing in on yesh chuppah l'psulos or ein chuppah l'psulos. Okay. Amar Rav Amram. Rav Amram says like this. Right? This is something that Rav Sheshes said to us, and he proved it, right? He showed our eyes, right? He enlightened us, right, from the Mishnah. So, yesh chuppah l'psulos, there is chuppah l'psulos, and chuppah is legit, meaning he's proving Rav, and that's, again, going to come into play on Amar Beis, so don't forget, right? He's trying to prove that yesh chuppah l'psulos, that Rav's shita is correct. V'tanatuna, because we have a brisa that says really a Mishnah. Yeah, Mishnah and Sota. Mishnah, okay, Kedushin Sota, yeah. Right, it's about Sota, so I'd imagine it's in Sota, right? So the Mishnah says as follows, and this proves Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. So it says, Amen Shalos Satisi Arusa Nisua Shemar Siyava Maknusa. Basically, when the Sota is in the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, like, prove to me, or the Kohen there makes her drink the waters, and they say, basically, prove to me and admit or say that you didn't cheat on your husband. So she says, yes, amen, yes, I didn't stray when I was either an Arusa, or when I was a Nesua, or when I was a Shemaris Yavam, or when I was a Knusa. So Kumar says, Hay Arusa, Hechidami. What's the case, right, when we have a Sota who just had Erisin, who just had the first stage of marriage, who just had Kiddushin? Elim the Kani La, Kishahi Arusa. Now, okay, the word kani here is a little bit confusing, but usually kani in the Gemara, when we're talking about women, is like a kinyan, like he acquired her, he married her. But here, it's not referring to that. Right? By sota, there are two stages that get a woman, you don't just bring schlepper to the Beis HaMikdash and make her drink the mesota. There's two preceding stages, something called kinoi and stira. Kinoi is warning her that she should not seclude herself with this man, and then stira is when she in fact did so. And there are witnesses to that fact. So kinoi, kani here is referring to the kinoi, to the warning. If you're telling me that the warning happened when she was in Arusa, when they were just engaged, the kamashka lakshi Arusa, and the drinking of the waters happened when she was engaged, so Arusa bashmishtayi, and Arusa doesn't drink this mesota waters. That's not true. It doesn't. It can't be, right? Because we learned the Mishnah about that. Arusa v'shemar siyavim lo shalosos v'lo nazlus ksuba. That Arusa and the woman who's awaiting Ibam, where the parsha sota, they don't drink the mesota waters. So ela the kani lakshi Arusa. So it must be that he warned her when they were engaged, when they had Erisin. Vistatra v'kamashkalak shinisua. And it must be that she then secluded herself after they were married, after they had fully suin. And then, right, and that's when he's dragging her to the Beis HaMikdash to drink the mesota. The problem is that can't be true either. Because mi bad galamaya, because that in that case, the mesota, the waters, are not going to check her. Because the husband is not free from sin, as we're going to see in a second. The pasuk says, right, let's just read it and then we'll explain. The man has to be free of sin. What happened here? If he warned her not to seclude herself, but he started the sota process when they were still erisim, when they were still engaged. And then what happened? They had nisuin, they were fully married, chuppah, bia, the whole thing, and then she secluded herself. That's not okay, because he's not allowed to sleep with a woman who he warned her. He's not, once he started the sota process, he's not allowed to be with her. So then that was an inappropriate thing that he did. Right? When a man is free from sin, so then the waters will check his wife. Right? If the man himself has not been faithful, so the waters are not going to test his wife. It's not a free ride here, pal. Right? Again, you're accusing your wife of doing something inappropriate. You yourself have to be free of sin. So what's the case where Narusa is going to drink the mesota? So ela de kani lakshi Arusa. The warning was done when they were engaged. It must be that he warned her. They did chuppah, and then he didn't sleep with her because that was the sin. That's the problem. But apparently, he must not have slept with her. So what do you see? Yesh chuppah l'psulos. Apparently, we see that chuppah is significant, and that will acquire her enough to make her a nesua. Right, and that's the case where she says, "Yeah, you're right. I didn't cheat on him when I didn't have anything inappropriate when I was in Arusa." So Amarava, Rava says, "Tizra, really? Is that really what you're going on? Right? The Hamitarastahi? Are you sure that Mishnah is accurate? Right? V'haki Asa Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Midroma, Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina from the south. He came Asa Vaisi Mesniza Biyada. He came with a Mishnah. He came with a vort. He came with a halacha, and he said the pasuk says, 'Mi baladei sheikh.'" except for your husband, meaning you slept with a man except for your husband, Misha Kadma Shchivas Baal Laboal, Right, that's only right in a scenario where we're going to check for the sota where the husband slept with her first. And not in a scenario where she cheated on him and then she slept with the husband. Meaning that's it's not it doesn't work. Meaning that the whole mission is incorrect. Right, it can't be where the suspected cheating happened before the husband slept with her. That the case you're not wrong, but it must be that the guy actually did sleep with her when they were in Arusa, which is inappropriate. But he did sleep with her when they were in Arusa. The kavasik abishemar bevesavia, comma. So the problem is, right, again, what is, the Gemara says? Well, if that's the case where the guy slept with her when he was in Arusa. Right, and then right, he warned her not to seclude with anybody, and then after they got married, right, again she did, and then he, et cetera, et cetera. So what's the equivalent case by Shomeres Yavam? Right, again, if you look back, right, it says Amin Shlos Atizi Arusa Nesua Shomeres Yavam Uknusa. Right, what the four things that the woman says? I didn't cheat on you when I was either engaged or we were fully married, or if I was a Shomeres Yavam, if I was a wedding Yibum. Well, if you're telling me the parallel cases where the husband slept with her first, and then he had suspicions. Well, the Kavasi Shemeres Yavam, Shabala, Yavam Beis Chamia, you tell me the cases where he slept with her first when they were engaged. So, Shemeres Yavam, what do you mean? If she was awaiting Yibam, and then she slept with her Yavam, and then she was suspected of cheating on him? What are you talking about? Shemeres Yavam, Krisla Ishto Me'al Yehi. That's not Shemeres Yavam. If the guy slept with her, right, again, we learn the Mishnah, begin the Perek, right, any type of Bia will make her fully married to him. Well, that's not a Shemeres Yavam. They're fully married. Dama Rav, Kona Lakol. Because as Rav says, right, if they have Bia, that's inechanami, that's inappropriate. Even if they have intentions for Znos, right, inappropriate intentions, and they don't want to do the mitzvah, that's still Kona. That still works. So Gemara says, inechanami. So Kishmuel, right, it's really, so we're holding like Shmuel here. Dama Lo Kona. El Dvar Marmur and Beparsha. As if you remember, we had the Machlokas, right? If a person, let's say, Rachman Tzlan tries to rape his Yavama, so they are kona. Rav says they're fully married. Shmuel says no. It's only for the things that are mentioned in that parsha, a couple of the halachos. The Gemara says, well, so apparently they're not fully married. So we're not saying so. That's the case where they're not fully married. Right? He slept with her in an inappropriate way. They didn't have kavanah for yibum, and then she suspects they're cheating him. That's the parallel to arusa. So the Gemara says, well, midi time el the Rav. Well, what do we start with? This whole discussion was trying to prove yesh chupa lapsulos. We're holding within Rav. We're not holding within Shmuel. Hamar Rav Kana Lakol. So and Rav says that would be fully they would be fully married in that case. So Gemara says you're right. Hach Mayaskinan Kigon de Avad Ba Maimer. No, the case is where they did Maimer. Where they Shomeres Yavam. Well, what's the case where we have a Sota scenario with Shomeres Yavam? Where they did Maimer, where the Yavam gave her Kiddushin to the Rabbanon, Ube Shamahi and his Behai, how you tell me they're fully married, that they can do Yibam, right? That they can do the Meisota. The Meisota only happens after they're Nesua, after they're fully married. It's Beishamashi, the Dharmi Maimer, Kona, Kidin, Gomor. They were holding within Beishamai that says that Maimer works to acquire her completely. Kumar says, well, okay, Ihavi, I know Arusa. Well, okay, if that's the case, then that's the same exact case as in Arusa. So Kumar says, well, yeah, well, okay, that's true. Letamech, Kona, that, Nesua, Knusa. Lav Chadamilzi, Nechanami, and Nesua, right, what did he say? What are the four cases? Right, the case is, Shlos Atizi, Arusa, engaged, Nesua, fully married, Shomer Yavam, and Knusa, after he already married, right, the Yavama. So that's also the same thing. Nesua and Knusa are also the same thing. So Ella, Nechanami, so what do we interpret? Nesua di Dev, Knusa di Chavre, Hachanami, Arusa di Dev, Shomer Yavam, di Chavre. So we just reinterpret that to mean that, yeah, they're not four cases, they're really two. Right, there are two. Well, there are four cases, but they're halakhically parallel, meaning that the Nesua is a woman he married. The Knusa is a woman that his friend married, and you know, his brother married, and he did Yibum. So too, Narusa is his Arusa, and Hashemes Yavam is a woman that again married his brother, and she is awaiting Yibum. So it's not a steer necessarily. Now, Rav Papa, Rav Papa says we're not that Mishnah does not support Yesh Chupa L'Psulos at all. So Hai Tanahu D'Tanya. In Machnin la Rusa la Shkosa kishi Arusa. Av Machnusa la Shkosa kishi Nesua. Rav Papa says that Tana says you can never give kinui, you can never give the warning, right, to an Arusa, right? We don't start that whole process until they're fully married, right? So that's not meaning that is not saying that they had Bia first, and it must be that the Chuppah came without Bia, right? It has nothing to do with anything. Right, we're talking about we're only allowed to give start that whole sota situation, right, is only after they're fully married, so it's nothing to do with Yishka Chupal Psulos. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Ali de Gilgal, that, yeah, in Echanami, there's also not talking about Yishka Chupal Psulos, right, we're talking about that he makes this, she makes this whole declaration about Sota through Gilgul Shvua. Now, Gilgul, we know the phrase Gilgul from like Gilgul Neshama, it's like a resurrection of a Neshama. That's not at all what we're talking about over here. This is a halachic concept where you're allowed to extend an oath once times you're making a woman take a Shvua, take some sort of oath. So you're allowed to kind of extend it to other areas, right? And basically, that mission says that you're allowed to extend it to the scenario of cheating on him, of to a sota. Okay, fine. But weiter. Excuse me. Shalach Rav Chanina v'shmid Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Chanina sent in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'osa may Rabbi Yevimto v'yesh lo ach afilu u'koin v'hi kohenes psula min etruma. Fascinating shita of Rabbi Yochanan. That's, I guess, probably did that too fast. Let's break that down a little bit. If a guy does Maimer with Yavama, again, the woman is a Bas Kohen, the brothers are Kohanim, right? Brother dies, regular case of Yibam, brother does Maimer. If that they have another brother, right? If they're three brothers, one of them dies, right? The second, Levi, does Maimer. Shimon, whoever. The second brother does Maimer with Yavama, and there's a third brother there. Now, that woman can no longer have Bia with a third brother, right? That's she's waiting. She's theoretically unable to have Bia with him. She's Mishtameris L'Bia Psula. She's not allowed. Technically, they have a Zika Midaraisa Midarabanan. They're not allowed to get married. So even in that scenario, she's not allowed to go back and do Truma, even though there's a Psula Midarabanan, right? It's theoretically Mishtameris Bia Psula, but the Psula is Midarabanan. So even in that case, even though she's a Bas Kohen, and they're Kohanim, she cannot eat Shulah. So the Gemara says, Laman, whose Shita is this? Who's he going like, right, based on, in our Mishnah, right? Laman, who, Elaim the Rabbi Meir, if he's going like a court of Rabbi Meir, again, Rabbi Meir said that a woman who's Mishnah Meir Shpidah Psula, she's waiting to do a Bia that will passel her from eating Shuma, so she, even right now, she's no longer allowed to eat Shuma. So Emer the Amar Rabbi Meir, Mishnah Meir Shpidah Psula, lo achal midaraisa. But that's only in a psul midaraisa. But midarabanan, mi amar, but midaraban. Do we say that necessarily if she's theoretically awaiting a bia psula, that midarabanan, that will pass her from tshuva? So the elder Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, but it can't be like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, because hashta mishamaris the bia psula midaraisa, achal midarabanan, mibaya. Right? Again, if you're telling me that if she's awaiting a psul midaraisa, that a bia, that the next stage, if she has a bia with this guy, that she'll be possibly midaraisa, she's still allowed to eat truma. So certainly, if the potential psul is midirabanan, she's going to be allowed to eat truma as well. Eliki asa Ravin. So when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, so then Amar asa. No, the case is like this. Asa b'maimer b'yevimto divrei kol achla. Everybody agrees that if one of the brothers did maimer, she's still allowed to eat truma. Yesh lo ach chalal. But if the other brother, if Levi is a chalal, meaning that his bia would possel her midaraisa, then divrei kol eino achlas. Then everybody agrees, right, that she does not eat truma. Lo nechaku ella should nasan la get. Now the case is that again, when we say lo nechaku, we're not talking about the Mishnah, right? That is actually a machlokes. We're talking about Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That the machlokes is whether when the second brother gave her a get, and Rabbi Yochanan Omer ocheles, Rabbi Reish Lakish Omer in ocheles, and Rabbi Yochanan says she can. Right, she's allowed to eat truma. And Reish Lakish says she cannot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ocheles. Rabbi Yochanan says that she can eat truma. Why? Because Afilu Rabbi Meir de Amar Eino Ocheles. Because even according to Rabbi Meir, says that she's not allowed to eat truma if she's awaiting a bia psula. Right, she's no longer allowed to marry this yavam. Right, because he gave her a get. But still, Hani Mili Mishtaris Bila Psula Medaraisa. Rabbi Meir says that that's only true if the potential psul, psul is daraisa. Aval derabanan achla. But if it's just a psul derabanan, right? Technically midaraisa, they're still connected with Azika. Technically midaraisa, he could marry her. It's just a psul derabanan. Then after you give her a get, you're no longer allowed to yibum. So she will be allowed to eat shuma according to Rabbi Meir. For Yishlagish, Yishlagish says no. You know Ocheles, she doesn't eat because I feel the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Even according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Amri Ocheles, who say that she is allowed to eat truma if she's awaiting a bia that will pass over the Reisa, Harimili Deishlo Lahachav Amachav Acher. That's only if that action could theoretically allow another woman to eat truma. Aval Hacha, but over here, what did he do? He gave her a get. He gave it to Eilu Lahachav Amachav Acher. There's no scenario where a Kohen can give her a get and allow her someone can give her a get and allow her to eat truma. So therefore, love. So therefore, that would not be true. That she would not be allowed to eat truma. Gemara says, "Aye, v'chitei ma'achanami yesh la'achila b'chozeres." Aye, but 1 second, there is a case where a guy can allow a woman to eat truma through a get, where the husband is a Yisrael, he gives his wife a get. She's a bas kohen. Now, what does she do? She goes back to her father's house. If she has no kids, she goes back to her father's house. Now she eats truma. So the Gemara says, no, chazer is paskamine, kruva lebeinasha. But what is that case? That's a case where the husband's action is not allowing her to eat truma. He's severing the connection between them. And now, just because of her lineage, she's allowed to eat truma. That's not his action allowing her to eat truma. Avalha agida be. But here, the case is where there's still a zika, where there still is a connection between him and her. Right? Because, that, again, when he gave her a get, right, they're still connected. So that's not going to be... that's not going to be a parallel case as well. Okay, fine, very good. Rebusa, we'll go weiter in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.